We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
More than 1,500 people have already signed MP Nusgani's petition opposing NHS trust plans to pause all births and inpatient facilities at Crowborough Birthing Centre from the 2nd of October until May due to ongoing staff shortages. Community antenatal and postnatal services will continue at Crowborough Birthing Centre inside Crowborough War Memorial Hospital, say Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust, which runs the unit. They say it will transfer births to Tunbridge Wells Hospital and Maidstone Birth Centre in Kent, with facilities also available in Haywards Heath and Eastbourne. A trust spokesperson said the closure was a difficult decision, which would be disappointing news for the people who are affected. The statement read, "Our priority is to provide safe, high quality and reliable maternity care for families. And we are working with partners across Kent and Sussex to look at how we deliver a long-term sustainable service." Tunbridge Wells Hospital and Maidstone offer high-quality midwifery-led care with access to birthing pools, reflect our dedication to personalised care, which supports each person's preferences. Home births may also be an option following a home birth assessment, the Trust said. Ms. Ghani, MP for Sussex Weald, said, "Upon receiving this information, I have immediately contacted the Trust to request an urgent meeting, which took place on Friday, the 12th of September, with representatives of the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust and trustees of the Friends of Crowborough Hospital. I appreciate that the Trust is faced with staffing challenges and that patient safety always takes priority. However, it is a dire situation, unacceptable to mums-to-be in Crowborough, Sussex Weald and across the South East. Women deserve a choice. We have been here before, and I will continue working with the Friends of Crowborough Hospital, as I have done for the past 10 years, to ensure that the service is resumed and sustained for years to come. I am hugely grateful to over 1,500 submissions made already, highlighting the importance of the service. Please continue to share your views with me so that we can put pressure on the Trust and present data that clearly shows how needed and valuable the birthing centre is, and that by prolonged closures, they are denying women the choice to have their babies in Crowborough. This is a team effort, and we need the community to work with us." Kay Moss, chair of the Friends of Crowborough Hospital, said, "The Friends of Crowborough Hospital would like to thank Nusgani MP for facilitating a meeting and opening up lines of communication with the MTW Trust. We hope that working together, we can expedite the resumption of births at Crowborough Birthing Unit, giving local women the choices they deserve as to where they would like to give birth," Ms. Ghani continued. "The birthing centre is a key community asset run by a dedicated team of experienced midwives. I have always supported it in the past, and I know how valued it is by local mothers and the wider community. I have fought alongside the Friends of Crowborough Hospital many times against the centre's closure and campaigned for its prompt reopening when poor, short-sighted decisions about the facility were made by the Trust, most notably during the COVID pandemic. This situation is completely unacceptable.
Bonfire season is in full flame, and last weekend was Crowborough's turn to put on a sparkling spectacle. Following on from Uckfield kicking off festivities in style the previous week, the 77th Crowborough Carnival on Saturday drew a huge crowd and was hailed another wonderful year. The fun began early on Chapel Green, with entertainment all afternoon before the spectacular evening procession set off through the town. Many dressed in traditional costumes and some less so. Participants proudly held their torches aloft as bands, groups from across the town and the area, and members of many of the other Sussex bonfire societies all took part. A spokesman for Crowborough Bonfire and Carnival Society said, "Thanks to everyone who made the 2025 Crowborough Bonfire and Carnival such a wonderful evening. We wish we could thank everyone individually, but we are very grateful to all the participants, the bands, the road closure marshals, the stewards, the visiting societies, those who helped organise the night behind the scenes, and most of all, to the people of Crowborough. See you all again in 2026. Collection buckets at this year's events were filling up for the five local good causes: Jarvis Brook Football Club, RVS Crowborough Derby and Joan Club, Grove Park Charitable Trust, Jarvis Brook Guides Sporting Association, and Connection Cafe Sussex Crowborough Group. As ever, bonfire societies will each attend this year's different events and take it in turn to host. While many of the area's bonfire societies have been going since Victorian times, a resurgence has seen a number reform in recent years, and there are now dozens of events held from September to November across Sussex and some into Kent. This weekend festivities move to Mayfield before it's Buckstead's turn to keep the tradition burning on September the 27th. Rotherfield and Mark Cross's event on October the 4th, and Heathfield and District Bonfire Society takes the reins for their spectacular procession and fireworks display on October the 11th. East Grinstead celebrations will take place on October the 18th, and Robertsbridge Bonfire Society's procession, bonfire and fireworks, takes place on November the 22nd.
This month, Muriel Baldwin, a devoted mother and passionate advocate, will lace up her hiking boots and take on a 40-kilometre trek through the rugged terrain of the Northern Lake District. Her mission? To raise funds for Chailey Heritage Foundation, which has transformed her daughter Charlotte's life over the past decade. Muriel isn't hiking alone. She'll be joined by her lifelong friend, Suze, who has been a pillar of support throughout the journey. Suze has been incredible, Muriel says. She's not only walking with me, but has helped spread the word, and we've been overwhelmed by the generosity of strangers who've been moved by Charlotte's story. Charlotte, now 14, lives with a rare metabolic condition called glutaric aciduria type 1, GA1. At just 7 months old, she suffered a stroke that led to quadriplegic cerebral palsy. It was a traumatic and terrifying time, Muriel recalls. We were heartbroken and had very little hope for the future. That changed when Charlotte joined Chailey Heritage Foundation at the age of 4. Chailey means everything to us, says Muriel. It's not just a school, it's a lifeline. The therapies, communication aids, power wheelchair support, and tailored education have helped Charlotte become the happy, confident girl she is today. The hike is more than a fundraiser. It's a heartfelt thank you for me personally. It means seeing my child happy. Charlotte faces many medical challenges, and I have to watch her go through a lot. She deserves a place like Chailey Heritage Foundation that supports her needs and helps her thrive when her life is so incredibly difficult. Chailey Heritage Foundation has supported not just Charlotte, but me as a mum. Their teachers, therapists, and family liaison officer have been there every step of the way. It's the one place I can truly switch off and feel supported. Mariel hopes her story will inspire others to get involved. If you're thinking about fundraising for Chailey Heritage Foundation, don't hesitate. They make it so easy and are grateful for every penny. Fundraising helps them continue the incredible work they do, work that I know firsthand changes lives. To support Mariel and Susie's hike for Chailey Heritage Foundation, visit their fundraising page, justgiving.com. Chailey Heritage Foundation is a specialist disability charity for children and young people. Their outstanding school, welcoming residential homes and bustling centre, create a thriving community of support for children and young people.
Journey's Festival of Dance returns this September with free dynamic performances in Uckfield, Hailsham and Bexhill between Friday the 26th of September and Sunday the 28th of September. A vibrant 3-day celebration of movement, choreography and community, organised by local event producers, 18 Hours. Spokeswoman Kate Watts said, "The outdoor festival will bring high quality, accessible dance performances to the heart of our towns. For 2025, Journey's Festival of Dance continues to champion inclusivity and community, presenting internationally acclaimed performers alongside inspiring local dance talent. More information on 18hours.org.uk/events/Journey's Festival of Dance.
Staff at Hurstwood View Care Home in Uckfield opened up their doors to welcome the emergency services personnel in their local area. As a way of saying thank you to the paramedics, nurses, police officers and other emergency services workers, the team and residents of Hurstwood View Care Home hosted an emergency services breakfast to all emergency service staff. Kirsty Johnson, General Manager of Hurstwood View Care Home, said, "We had a lovely visit from the fire crew at Uckfield Fire Station for our emergency services breakfast this morning. The morning was made even more memorable as we even got the chance to take a closer look around the fire engine parked outside, and myself and our activity coordinator even got to try on parts of the firefighters' equipment, much to our excitement. We always look forward to hosting events like this. It's our way of saying thank you to the incredible men and women who work so hard to keep us safe." Hurstwood View Care Home is run by Barchester Healthcare, one of the UK's largest care providers, which is committed to delivering personalised care across its care homes and hospitals. It provides residential care, nursing care and dementia care for 63 residents from respite care to long-term stays.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.